Hello and welcome to audio lesson number 6B. Before we begin this lesson, I recommend that you review audio lessons number 3B and 4B and read the PDFs of these. Our lesson today will use the knowledge of roots and pronouns as have been previously taught on these lessons. As we know, the Hebrew root is comprised of three letters, mostly consonants. This root should be conjugated when applying it to different tenses and different pronouns. When I'm talking about myself, I will use the root differently than when I'm talking about you or about a third person. When I'm talking about more than one person or more than one object, I will also use specific conjugations for these. There are several building blocks which provide us with a system or pattern of how to conjugate roots in different tenses and pronouns. For now, we will be studying one building block. Each building block has a name, and this one is pa'al. Pa'al comprises about 90% of the verbs in Hebrew. So by being familiar with just pa'al, a great deal is accomplished. As do the other building blocks, pa'al provides us with a pattern to conjugate roots into verbs and their three tenses, past, present, and future. The most useful feature of this building block is that its third singular person in the past tense actually gives us the root of the verb with no suffixes, no prefixes, and always with the same vowels. Sounds complicated? Not really. I'm actually talking about how we say he danced in Hebrew. Let's first see this word as it appears in lesson number 6a. Roked dances.
We already know from lesson 3b that the root letters for this verb are R, K, and D. Let's see how this root is conjugated when referring to a third person in the past tense. Or, in other words, how we say he danced. Ra-kad. Rakad. He danced. Hu rakad.
As we can see, this form provides us with the consonants of the root. The first two always pronounced with the vowel A. Ra-ka-d. Rakad. Another word we are familiar with is lomed, studies. He studied, hu lamad. So by now you understand that if you know this conjugation, you will actually know the root. See how this root has been conjugated to fit different pronouns in our lesson. The origin is he danced, hu rakad, hu rakad. To make a verb into the present tense, we will now use the vowels O and E with the root letters. He dances, hu roked, hu roked. She dances, he rokedet, he rokedet. But check this out. Roked and rokedet are the pattern to also use when talking about myself, about you, or about a third person. Eran will read you the male form and Liat the female form.
I dance, ani roked. You dance, ata roked. He dances, hu roked. Ani roked, ata roked, hu roked.
I dance, ani rokedet. You dance, at rokedet. She dances, he rokedet. Ani rokedet, at rokedet, he rokedet.
As we can hear, there are only two ways to conjugate this root in the present tense for a singular person. If you are reviewing this lesson while using your PDF, you will notice that the root letters are highlighted in red, leaving the different vowels and additional letters of each conjugation in black.
You have made a great progress, and if you would like to keep building your Hebrew, you can subscribe to the Learn Hebrew Pod Premium right here on Apple Podcasts. As a subscriber, you will unlock all 210 episodes, including parts B and C, with real conversations, grammar walkthroughs, and native speaker guidance to help you speak with confidence. There is a 7-day free trial, so you can try everything and keep learning at your own pace. And if you would like full transcripts, a Hebrew reading course, and more, you will find it all in the Learn Hebrew Pod app, available now in the App Store.
Let's now use the word Lamad, studied.
I study, ani lomed. You study, ata lomed. He studies, hu lomed. Ani lomed, ata lomed, hu lomed.
I study, ani lomedet. You study, at lomedet. She studies, he lomedet. Ani lomedet, at lomedet, he lomedet.
Now let's do the next exercise together. I will provide you with the he in the past conjugation and you will convert it into present. If Eran speaks, you will say it for a male. If Liat speaks, say it for a female. He kept. Hu shamar.
I keep. Ani shomer.
I keep. Ani shomeret.
You keep. Ata shomer.
You keep. At shomeret.
He keeps. Hu shomer.
She keeps. He shomeret.
Now let's use the root for count. He counted. Hu safar. Hu safar.
I am counting. Ani sofer.
I am counting. Ani soferet.
You are counting. Ata sofer.
You are counting. At soferet.
He is counting. Hu sofer.
She is counting. He soferet.
Let's practice with more words. Choshev, think, he thought, hu chashav.
I think. Ani choshev.
I think. Ani choshevet.
You think. Ata choshev.
You think. At choshevet.
He thinks. Hu choshev.
She thinks. He choshevet.
We will close our session for today with sagar, closed. He closed, hu sagar.
I am closing. Ani soger.
I am closing. אני סוגרת.
You are closing. אתה סוגר.
You are closing. את סוגרת.
He is closing. הוא סוגר.
She is closing. היא סוגרת.
That's it. Be sure to review this few more times, and not to worry, we will get back to it in the very near future. As always, I would like to mention that aside from the use of the recorded lessons, we have many more interactive and beneficial techniques provided on our website. Please check them all out at www.learnhebrewpod.com. And don't forget, we look forward to reading your comments, so please write us with some feedback and suggestions for future lessons. Thank you all for being with us. תודה ולהתראות.
תודה, להתראות.